Blog Talk Radio.
Hi. This is Linda, and this is Soul in the City. And today we'll be talking about abundance and living in a state of abundance. But before we even get started, I just want you to listen to a little bit of Israel, A New Breed, and taste and see that the Lord is good.
Thank you.
by Israel Newbury. Don't that just make you just want to say, yes, Lord, taste and see? Because he's good, and he only wants to get good to us, and he only wants to have goodness in our lives, because he's that kind of God. So today, I first want to say thank you for listening, and thank you for being here on a Sunday afternoon with me. I just hope that you will take a moment and let this be your moment to just sit back and to relax, to think on some things. Really what this show is about is just to make you think about some things, to ponder some things, and to live a good and empowered life. So, living a life in a state of abundance. What is that about? Let's talk about it for a minute. Before we even begin, you know, sometimes I just like to lay a foundation of the word. And so I'm going to take some scriptures that I feel that are pertinent to what we're talking about today. The first scripture that, you know, most people know, this John 10:10, which is the foundation of pretty much what we're talking about. But John 10, the first part of John 10:10 says, "The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they may have it more abundantly." Again, that was John 10:10. And you know, thief, Satan, but you know, sometimes we're the thief in what we think and what we believe. A thief comes when you're unaware. So when you're not being monitoring your thinking and making sure that you're thinking those positive thoughts, those good thoughts, those thoughts of prosperity, and not thoughts of lack and defeat and I can and I want, when you're not living your life in a state of those kind of thoughts, you set yourself up to live a life of abundance. Another scripture that I felt like was pertinent to this subject is, you know, to be content. And Paul said it well in Philippians 4:11. "Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content." And living a life of abundance is about being content where you are now at this moment, and to learn to count the blessings that you have now at this moment. You know, if you got a roof over your head, you know, if you got food in your food to eat, whatever it is, if you have something, there are people that don't have it, to be thankful for the little things that you do have. And then John 14:27, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither be afraid." So right there, is to me, God is, Jesus is saying that I'm giving you my peace, because we are all one. He is in the Father, and we are in him. We're one. So he's saying, I'm giving you this peace into your spirit from God through me to you. Not the world's peace, but this peace and quiet contentment I lay in your spirit. And so let not your heart be troubled, nor be afraid. That sounds like a choice to me. And living an abundant life, it's about choices, choosing to let not your heart be troubled or afraid. And then Galatians 5:22, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith." So to me, living that state of abundance, living in the abundant life, is living through those fruits of the Spirit, those fruits, those gifts that God has placed in you that sometimes we don't activate. And that is to activate these gifts, these fruits of the Spirit, is a choice. That's how you activate them. To live in joy is to choose to live in joy.
come what may, whatever your surroundings are, I choose joy. I choose peace. Girl, you're not going to trouble me with a bunch of drama. That's a choice. Because I choose to live in peace. You know, and sometimes we think long-suffering is suffering through, but long-suffering is still about that choice to endure through joy, peace, and love. Whatever your situation is, you choose, you go through the situation, but you choose to endure it in joy, love, and peace. It's having gentleness, to have a gentle and a meek spirit, to live in a life of some portion of simplicity even, to not be so caught up in the Joneses and all of this that you are not enjoying your family, you're not enjoying your life because you're going. So maybe it would be better for you to simplify some things and be content with what you do have and not compare yourself to anybody else. It's choosing goodness in your life. Goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. It's good. It's choosing good. It's that. And then having the faith to know that these things are your birthright. Well, you know, as I was thinking about living in a state of abundance, you know, I just had to ask God, what is it you want me to say? And it was as if he said, I sent my son for my children. And that's sometimes I think people forget that we are his children, his sons and daughters. And as a father, you think of your father. Father's Day, you know, I'm getting the days mixed up, but I think it's very near. Could be even today the way things are going for me. But as a father, we want good gifts for our children. As a mother, as parents, we only want to give good to our children. How much more, and the Bible speaks of that, does our Father want to give good gifts to us? He wants us to have the goodness of the land. He created the earth, and he wants us to enjoy the goodness of the land. And that's what he speaks of. I came to, you know, Jesus speaks of that. I came for you to have life to the full, an abundant life. And I looked up the word abundance, and it says it's the property of more than adequate quantity or supply. So that right there tells you that God, he wants us to have more than enough love, more than enough joy, more than enough happiness, more than enough prosperity. And it's not always about money and possessions, though those things, I also believe he wants us to have those things too, but it's just not about that. It's about a state of mind and a quality of life. It's quantity of life. You know, someone could be happy in a shack and a car that's just transportation, may not be all frills and but they are happy, they are content, they have a good family life, and it could be somebody living in a mansion with a Jaguar or whatever because I'm not really into cars, but whatever is the most expensive car, and they have great designer clothes, but the inside of the walls of that mansion is discord and anger and bitterness and happiness. It's quantity. And just with the definition, and I'm going to repeat that again, it's the property of more than adequate quantity or supply. Isn't that like our God? He is so good. He wants us to live a life that is more than adequate. Well, just going through that makes me want to stop right here and just take a deep breath. Because, you know, the Holy Spirit gets into me, and I get really excited sometimes. So I have to stop and take a deep breath, and I invite you to take that deep breath to also with me and to just stop. And let's just make this affirmation and make it a part of our being and a part of us. I choose to live a life of abundance, a life of love, a life. I choose life of a life of joy and goodness,
That is what God has purposed for me, and this is the life I deserve, and so it is. And I'm just going to read that affirmation one more time so that it settles in our spirit. I choose to live a life of abundance. You make a choice to do that. A life of love, of joy, of goodness. This is what God has purposed. This is what he has destined for me, and this is the life I deserve, and so it is. And so it is, and we settle it in our spirit, and we say it is so. So that's settled. We choose to live that. This is the life, a life in a state of abundance. This is the life that God desires for us as his sons and daughters. And if you can believe, this is what he's promised in his word for us. It's our birthright. So if you're feeling like you're not deserving of that, that is a lie. It's your birthright to live a life of abundance. And I just had a few things to, just some secrets I feel, and they're really not secrets because they're the word of God if you read it. Just some things that, to help you think and to help you reach that state of abundance, our birthright. What and how do we get to that state of abundance? How do we get to that state of abundance? One is to be connected to the source, God. He is the source of abundance, the creator of the heavens and the earth. And so one right there, if you're not connected to source, if you're not connected to God, then you're not connected to your supply. And it's difficult to live in that state of abundance if you're not connected to the source. Two is to delete or rid yourself of any thought of scarcity of lack, that you can't have, you're not deserving, those thoughts of low self-esteem. Know who you are, and you are the child of the Most High God. You're the child of the King of the universe. And being that, like I said, it's your birthright to live in abundance. So when you know who you are, you know whose you are, you know that you can live that. A state of being in abundance. You can have that. That's yours. Because you are his child. Know that God is your Jehovah Jireh, your provider. Our God is not a deadbeat dad. He is a great provider. He is your Jehovah Nissi, your peace. So, you know, once you're connected, then you have to detach yourself from all negative thinking, thoughts, and self-talk. You know, sometimes we mess up our life and our thoughts through the words we speak and the thoughts that we think. You may have the thought. It's not a problem to have the thought, oh, I can't do. But it's what you do is delete and not speak and not allow that thought to settle in your spirit. I always say delete. Just like we do on the computer. You know, when I have, oh, you can't do that. Delete, yes, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. You know, I replace it and I settle and I think on those words knowing that I can do, I really can do and so can you. God is no respecter of person. You can do all things. And he, there again, all. That's a big word. Three letters. Big word. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So it's deleting, it's removing, it's negating, it's just denying those negative thoughts to settle into your being and into your spirit. It's living a life of gratitude and thankfulness. Wow, just being thankful for everything that God has given you at this moment. You know, when I think about all the things that I am so blessed to have, and, you know, in comparison to a lot of people, I may not be the richest person in the world, but I have a nice
roof over my head, a car to drive, and those are material things. But being a hospice nurse, that is my day job, as I often have said. But, you know, sometimes I have to feed people, you know, or I help somebody walk, or, you know, I have patients that can't, they can't speak the words because maybe they've had a stroke, and though their mind is alert, they can't bring the words out to speak. When I think about that, it puts me in a state of gratitude because I can feed myself. I can walk to the bathroom. You know, I have some patients that, you know, it is what it is. You know, when I think on those things and with the gifts that I have that I can walk, talk, speak without any problems every day, I am grateful for that. When you think that there are babies who can't see or hear, and you can see and hear, and then you think about even the things that they do. I think about Helen Keller, who couldn't see, speak, or hear. But look at all that she accomplished and did. Allow these people who've done great things beyond obstacles that normal people, that you don't have those obstacles, allow them to motivate you. I think there's an actor out there. I've seen him in a couple of things. But he doesn't have any arms or legs. And he is a phenomenal speaker and an actor. And he has so many life lessons to teach people. When I think about that and what they do with what they have, it makes me say, Lord, I can do. And I'm grateful for the gifts that you've given me and he's given you. So it's living that lifestyle of gratitude and appreciation. You can wake up in the morning and kiss your baby on the cheek, be it your baby, your small baby, your children, or your baby by your side. If you can kiss your baby, when you think of all the single women out here, me included, that when I turn over, there is nobody there. It's all right. My life is full. I have good friends and everything. But if you have that, be grateful. And then activate your birthright, which is free will, which is choice. Isn't a beautiful thing that God has given us the gift of free will and choice? You can choose how to live your life. You can choose joy over any situation in your life. You don't have to. You can choose how you will react to any given situation in your life. And, you know, you can choose to live a life of drama and discord and, you know, bitterness and lies and hate. You can choose that. You can choose those kind of friends in your life. But what will your life present for itself? A bunch of mess. That's what it'll present. You know, when you, even in the people that you choose to surround yourself with, do you choose to surround yourself with those kind of people who are full of drama and, you know, backbiting and unforgiveness, harboring all of that stuff in their spirit? You know, when you choose not to forgive, and I know I say this a lot, but unforgiveness really does, it just halts your growth of your spirit. It, like, settles down and not allow you to soar, and it affects you more than it affects the other person. When you think about it, and I've said this before, whoever you're harboring that unforgiveness against, most of the time they are going on about their life. They are not thinking about you, dear heart. They are going on living life and doing whatever it is they choose to do, and you are stuck in a life of the past. Whatever that has, if it was happened yesterday or the day before, or if it happened 5 years or 10 years ago, you're stuck in the past and they have moved forward. You know, even if it's a relationship issue, I know so many women, they are harboring a resentment against this person, be it an ex-husband or whatever, and that person has gone on, married, happy, and whatever, and you're stuck in the rut in the house, you know, how he did this to me, he did that, and you're spouting that out to anybody that will hear it. I know this because I lived it for a year or two. When I realized, hey, he is going on. He got a new honey. He is happy. What's up with me? So the moment that I realized that, I realized that I deserve to be happy too. And I'm not going to be happy as long as I live in unforgiveness. So I've forgiven and I've moved on. And actually, me and my ex are really pretty good friends now. And it's a great thing because I didn't want that to affect our children and the lifestyle that they live. And that's what we need to think about in our family relationships. You know, to choose happiness, to choose health, to choose joy, peace. Those fruits of the Spirit that we talked about in Galatians 5:22. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, and faith. And faith. You know, it's knowing the substance of things hoped for. So, you know, it's believing, it's knowing, it's living, it's believing, knowing, and living before you even actually see it manifested in this earth realm. It's believing, knowing, and seeing it in the spirit and living your life that you know you deserve these things, whatever it is. It's making the choice to live in a state of happiness, wholeness, completeness, and well-being. It's even a state of choosing good health, making healthy lifestyle choices, you know, even to exercise, to eat right, to take care of this body or temple that we have, you know. And this is some things that, you know, I tell it like it is. I'm personally working on myself to choose to eat healthy foods that I know that will supply my body, to exercise and move my body as I'm getting older. I need to do these things so that I can enjoy the good life that God has proposed and that God has for me. Living in a state of abundance is also not about giving in to your emotions. You know, when it's moving past your emotions. Sometimes we live in an emotional state of being, you know, where you react to every situation. If somebody says the wrong thing to you, you're depressed. If you're blue, if things don't go right, you know, all day. You know, if you got a flat tire, you're mad at everybody in the world. Well, it's making the choice to live beyond those emotions and to live in a state of levelness, of balance, not choosing to be in that state of negative emotions, but choosing to live in abundance, choosing to have joy, even though you got a flat tire. Tire can be fixed. No matter what somebody says to you, you choose joy and peace. It's making a choice. It is actively participating in life and being passionate about your life. It's honoring yourself, your family, and making decisions that line up with living in this state of abundance. You know, it's really looking at your life and saying, you know, I choose joy, I choose peace, I choose to make decisions that will affect me and mine in a very positive way. You know, I don't bring people in that in my private realm that will disturb the peace of my home. You know, if I get a ticket, that's not going to ruin the rest of my day. It's living life passionately, you know, doing things you enjoy. I enjoy going to plays sometimes. I enjoy travel. It's choosing to do those things. Because, you know, there's people that have always had the dream to travel. I'm sorry. But they haven't acted out on that dream. They just stay put in their home. And so I know people that have money to do it, but they just haven't done it. So it's choosing to act out what it is you desire, to take that first step of faith that you can do it. You know, sometimes we're afraid to even take the first step of faith. Whatever it is that you desire, God, if it's a righteous desire, God will honor it. You just have to take the first step. And the first step sometimes is the hardest step to make, but it's that step of faith and believing in those things that be not as though they were. You can do it, you know? And it's trusting God, knowing that, as we say in the hood, God got your back, girl. Son, he got your back. He's there for you. Come what may, you know, even if you make a mistake, it's okay. Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, and move on. God, he has you. God has got you, baby. It's all good. And finally, it's living a life of expectancy, expecting good of life. You know, it's knowing that because God has purposed good in your life, good will find you. And that is so true. You know, he only wants good for us. He wants to give good to us. He's just so good. So if nothing else that I can shout today is how good God is and the goodness that he wants for us. And that goodness is all about abundance. The goodness is abundantly out there for us. If we reach out, take it and grab it, it is there for us. So I'm going to end the show just saying that living a life in a state of abundance, it's about making the choice to do so. Bottom line, it's about choosing to live an abundant life. And Jesus said, I came that you might have life, and that means more, more life, abundantly, past the full, past the average and the adequate, more than that, more than enough love, peace, prosperity, more than what you think. I came that you could have it abundantly. That being said, live your life in a state of abundance. Choose that and choose it today. It has been great to have these few minutes. When I speak with you, I just really call it soul talk. So it has been great to have this time, to have this soul talk, as I say. So be you, be blessed. Because you are. Be magnificent. Because we have a magnificent God and you are magnificent. And choose life and choose it more abundantly and to the full. Well, with that being said, I'm going to play a little BB and CC as we go out. Have a great week. Live life in a state of abundance. And this is Soul in the City, where we inspire to go higher and higher in the spirit. Be blessed as we go out on BB and CCY.
Looking at my